崇明区2019届第二次高考模拟考试听力部分
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Madam, where do you want to go?
Could you drop me off at the airport?
Question, what is most probably the man's occupation?
2. Please register your information here and pay for it, and I'll make a medical record for you.
Okay. How much do I need to pay for the registration?
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
3. $68?The bill can't be right. I only had a coffee and a salad for dinner.
Sorry, let me have a check.
Question. What will the woman probably do next?
4. Why didn't you go to the football final last weekend? You missed a great game.
Oh, you know how sensitive I am to loud noise.
Question, why did the man miss the football game?
5. How about a movie tonight? That new comedy is on these days.
Sounds great, but I've got to put the finishing touches on my report.
Question, what does the woman mean?
6. Excuse me, but do you know when the next train for Philadelphia leaves?
Sorry, I don't know, but there are schedules beside the ticket window.
Question, what can be inferred about the man? 7. Tom, I hear you are working as a house painter this summer.It's got to be awfully hot working up there on a ladder in the sun all day.
Well, it's hard work, but I've got used to working outdoors and the pay is decent.
Question, what does the man mean?
8. What sort of grade did you get on your research paper? I know how hard you worked on it.
Yeah, I was hoping for something really good, but the professor said I didn't give enough supporting details.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? Nine. I've noticed that you spend a lot of time tending to your garden. Do you think you might like to join our gardening club?
Oh, thanks for your invitation, but this is how I relax. I'd rather not make it something formal.
Question, what does the woman mean?
10. James, I decided to run for class president, and I'm wondering if I can rely on your vote.
Oh, maybe if you had asked me sooner.But my roommate is running too, and I've already promised him he will have my support.
Question, what does the man mean?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation. and you will be asked several questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. When a crow, a kind of black bird, puts a cigarette end or a piece of rubbish in a box, a small amount of tasty food is given as a reward. Some crows are already in service, and others will begin soon. Crows have long been seen as symbols of evil and are often considered to be bad birds. A French park, however, has trained the birds to work for it. Six crows have been taught to fly around to check the popular historical theme park. In the park, they collect cigarette ends and other rubbish. These birds are considered particularly intelligent members of the crow family and are also quick workers. They are able to fill a bucket with rubbish in less than 45 minutes. Other birds in the crow family are also very clever. In the wild, crows use tools. They can also remember faces. When fed by a human, they will give gifts in return. They like to communicate with humans and establish a relationship through play. Mr. Villiers, manager of the park, said, "The goal of the project is not just to clear up, because visitors are generally careful to keep things clean, but also to show that nature itself can teach us to take care of the environment." Now listen again, please.
When a crow, a kind of black bird, puts a cigarette end or a piece of rubbish in a box, a small amount of tasty food is given as a reward. Some crows are already in service and others will begin soon. Crows have long been seen as symbols of evil and are often considered to be bad birds. A French park, however, has trained the birds to work for it. Six crows have been taught to fly around to check the popular historical theme park. In the park, they collect cigarette ends and other rubbish. These birds are considered particularly intelligent members of the crow family and are also quick workers. They are able to fill a bucket with rubbish in less than 45 minutes. Other birds in the crow family are also very clever. In the wild, crows use tools. They can also remember faces. When fed by a human, they will give gifts in return. They like to communicate with humans and establish a relationship through play. Mr. Villiers, manager of the park, said, "The goal of the project is not just to clear up, because visitors are generally careful to keep things clean, but also to show that nature itself can teach us to take care of the environment."
Questions 11. What does the passage mainly want to tell us?
What is the crow's job in the French theme park?
13. What is one of the goals of the project? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. When you're walking around a city, how often do you look up and admire the view? Many of us are in too much of a rush to appreciate the architecture all around us. Cities are always growing, and when space is limited, they expand upwards, reaching for the sky. The skylines of many modern cities are full of skyscrapers, landmarks that can be seen for miles around. These landmarks are often must-see sites for tourists. New York has its Empire State Building, and the gorgeous skyscrapers of Manhattan. Dubai has the world's tallest tower, which stands at 828 meters, and Shanghai has the world's second tallest tower with the completion of the Shanghai Tower. London hasn't always been associated with the race for upward expansion, but since the opening of Canary Wharf Tower in the city's Docklands area, the development of high-rise buildings has been unstoppable. Now London boasts new skyscrapers with odd nicknames that reflect the shapes of the buildings. Standing tall among them is the Shard, and at 309 meters, it's Europe's tallest building. But they are not loved by everyone. While some prefer them to uninspiring rows of office blocks, others say they block the view of old-fashioned landmarks and that they threaten London's cultural identity. Some say they're just ugly. A group of Londoners are now campaigning to stop certain high-rise developments. Now, listen again, please.
When you're walking around a city, how often do you look up and admire the view? Many of us are in too much of a rush to appreciate the architecture all around us. Cities are always growing, and when space is limited, they expand upwards, reaching for the sky. The skylines of many modern cities are full of skyscrapers, landmarks that can be seen for miles around. These landmarks are often must-see sites for tourists. New York has its Empire State Building and the gorgeous skyscrapers of Manhattan. Dubai has the world's tallest tower, which stands at 828 meters. And Shanghai has the world's second tallest tower with the completion of the Shanghai Tower. London hasn't always been associated with the race for upward expansion, but since the opening of Canary Wharf Tower in the city's Docklands area, the development of high-rise buildings has been unstoppable. Now London boasts new skyscrapers with odd nicknames that reflect the shapes of the buildings. Standing tall among them is the Shard, and at 309 meters, it's Europe's tallest building. But they are not loved by everyone. While some prefer them to uninspiring rows of office blocks, others say they block the view of old-fashioned landmarks and that they threaten London's cultural identity. Some say they're just ugly. A group of Londoners are now campaigning to stop certain high-rise developments.
Questions 14. Why are cities expanding upwards?
Which of the following is a reason some people give for disliking the high-rises in London?
What can be learned from the passage? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Hi, Rob. Do you mind if I eat lunch with you?
No, Mrs. Evans. Not at all.
Thanks. I've just heard you study nutrition, and you've got quite a lot of experience working in the cafeteria. So I wonder if you are interested in a small project we are doing this term.
What is the project about?
More and more students prefer not to buy meals here, and we want to attract them back. I want to know what the students would like to eat. Your job will be finding this out. Of course, I'd also like to hear any of your ideas.
Well, if the menus were changed, maybe I wouldn't have to listen to so much criticism this term. You know, everyone in the nutrition class sees me when I serve food here, so they always complain to me about the food here.
That makes you perfect for the project. Would you be interested?
I'm not sure. What sort of changes are you thinking of?
We'd like to make some changes in the way we prepare the food, and we want to give students more choices. Do you think that will appeal to the students?
Well, you're right. You'd better find out what they think. Oh, sorry. I've got to go back to work now. I'll drop in at your office later.
Okay, see you then. Now listen again, please. Hi, Rob. Do you mind if I eat lunch with you?
No, Mrs. Evans, not at all.
Thanks. I've just heard you study nutrition, and you've got quite a lot of experience working in the cafeteria. So I wonder if you are interested in a small project we're doing this term.
What is the project about?
More and more students prefer not to buy meals here, and we want to attract them back. I want to know what the students would like to eat. Your job will be finding this out. Of course, I'd also like to hear any of your ideas.
Well, if the menus were changed, maybe I wouldn't have to listen to so much criticism this term. You know, everyone in the nutrition class sees me when I serve food here. So they always complain to me about the food here.
That makes you perfect for the project. Would you be interested?
I'm not sure. What sort of changes are you thinking of?
We'd like to make some changes in the way we prepare the food, and we want to give students more choices. Do you think that will appeal to the students?
Well, you're right. You'd better find out what they think. Oh, sorry, I've got to go back to work now. I'll drop in at your office later.
Okay, see you then. Questions. 17. What are the two speakers mainly discussing?
What is the man's current job in the cafeteria?
19. What does the woman want the man to do?
20. How does the man feel about the woman's project? 21. That's the end of the listening comprehension.